Well, it's midnight of I guess it's February 2nd now, technically, and Johns Hopkins Pathology has just released two more sequences from the South African variant. That brings it up to three in Maryland, in addition to the two in South Carolina. In all likelihood, these two are probably also in the Baltimore metropolitan area because they were also released by Johns Hopkins. And it's not clear what the relationship, if any, is. If you recall, the first one had no travel history, so more were expected. These two actually have age and gender, and whether they're related to the first one that didn't have an age and gender isn't clear, but they did come fairly quickly, so it could very well be that these two are related to the first case in Baltimore. However, there will almost certainly be more, and it's worth remembering that for the UK variant, most of the ones in the US were identified by targeting using the S dropout or SGTF for S gene target failure approach, and that's identifying these samples just with a PCR to get a lead, using a probe for the S gene that covers the deletion. So it gives a negative for the S gene, positive for ORF1AB, as well as the N gene, and that kind of highlights it for further analysis. I don't believe there's a similar approach, although there could be because the South African variant or B1351 also has a deletion. A primer covering that region would also produce an S dropout result, except it would be a different probe, so it would indicate that it's the South African version as opposed to the UK version. I'm not sure that Johns Hopkins is doing that. I suspect they are not. I suspect that these were just picked up by screening testing patients in the Baltimore area where Johns Hopkins is. And that's why I think that the South African version is going to be fairly widespread on the East Coast, is being picked up without targeting. And there literally have been five cases in just a few days. Two in South Carolina, two distinct locations, the northern part and the southern part. And they also had no travel history. So those would be examples of community spread. And I would be virtually certain that the two new ones in Maryland, probably Baltimore Metro, also will have no travel history, although they may be related to each other because they were, one was collected on the 25th of January, the other on the 27th. Johns Hopkins is certainly turning these around very quickly as far as getting these out within days of isolation. And the earlier one wasn't that long ago either. So these have come in rapid succession, could indicate they're linked to each other, and could indicate that there's a lot of this variant in the Baltimore area.